The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Good morning, happy Friday to you. It's Tone the Bone. Hope you get big plans for the weekend. National championship game coming up on Monday. Looking forward to getting into that. We'll talk more about that coming up on Monday morning here. And of course, we had a great show yesterday. Curry and Claypo show is seen right here on Facebook Live and also heard on Tony Curry Radio, TKR, and our podcast platform. It was great. Then we were on Fox 6 yesterday with Mike Deberle and Janice Rogers. Can I just say something? I've known Janice Rogers for like over 30 years. I've known Mike Deberle for 30 years. I love them, man. We got a great partnership with Fox 6. They're super cool. They allow Curry and Claypo to come into your homes and into your living rooms and your grand rooms every single Thursday morning at 9:30, 9:35. We absolutely love it. We were on for about 6 minutes yesterday. It was super cool. So check that out. I also put that out on social media so you can go watch that. And again, wherever you get your podcast, I had a great conversation with Mark Ingram. It's called the UAB Director's Chair. It's one of our most listened to podcasts, certainly here in the state of Alabama. We were all over the place, all over the world through the TKR app. But we talked about expansion and what we're going to do with Bartow Arena. You know, we've got the Protective Life thing down there. We've got Uptown that's killing it. We've got Legacy Arena that's been redone. They're talking about building an amphitheater down there. Maybe it's time for Bartow Arena to go ahead and put a new slab of paint on and do some expansion there as well. We talked about that. We also talked about the DeMar Hamlin situation. Great podcast. Check it out. Tony Curry Radio Podcast. That's Curry with a K, K-U-R-R-E. And listen to all those. I also did a show with my good friend Stuart Rome. When in Rome with Stuart Rome, the Woodhouse Day Spa. Is like, how are we going to get an hour show talking about spa work? We had the question that I've been waiting for, info@TonyCurryRadio.net, info@TonyCurryRadio.net. You can comment and give me emails on any of the shows we do. What happens if I get a little too excited during massage therapy? We finally got that question from a listener yesterday, and we answered it on When in Rome. Again, another one of our great podcasts you can check out. Speaking of getting excited, I saw this great story this morning. This website has taken the top 120 highest grossing romance movies and the top 100 best-selling erotic novels on Amazon. Henry Lavoie, good morning to you, Henry. And found out the top sexiest names of all time for men and women. Are you ready? What's your name? Henry. Henry's not on the list, by the way. We'll do the women's names first. And this is based off how many times these names have showed up in the top 100 best-selling erotic novels on Amazon and the top 120 highest-grossing movies. Tony, by the way, is not in there as well, although I think it's a good Italian name. Mine's actually a little German. But Tony's not in there. A lot of people would say that for men, if you want to have a sexy name when you're naming your first child, you're probably not thinking to yourself, is this sexy? Probably not. But if you are, one-syllable names are best for men. Two-syllable names are best for women. I don't know why, but it just shows up that way. So number 9 for women, Julie. Number 8, Mia. Number 7, Sophia. Number 6, Susan. Number 5, Eva. I'm trying to think if I've known any women with these names that I found sexy at the time. Number 4, Julia. Number 3, Kate. Number 2, Rachel. And the number 1 sexiest name of all time, and this may have something to do with a movie called Something About Mary. Mary is the sexiest, which is really weird because we just had the birth of Jesus and Mary and Virgin Mary and Mary Magdalene, and it's just, that's kind of weird. But Mary, if your name's Mary, you got the sexiest name of all time. Congratulations to you. You probably didn't even know. When it comes to guys, there's 6 of them. Number 6, Joe. I think people love the name Joe just because it's a normal Joe, ordinary Joe. And women love Joes. Not too dramatic, not too chaotic, not too crazy. It's just Joe. Joe Blow. That's why Joe cool. Number 5 is Peter. Need I say more? Number 4, James. A lot of people think that maybe James Bond has a big part of that. Number 3 is one because I know a lot of Bens. I've never met a sexy Ben. I'm sorry if your name's Ben. I can think of one guy named Ben who, if I went this direction, I would consider he's kind of a sexy guy. He's kind of cool, laid back. He's very narcissistic. And Ben, you know who I'm talking about. But Ben. Number 2 is Nick. The sexiest names of all time for men. And the number 1 sexiest men's name is Jack. You realize Jack Reacher, Jack Nicholson. I mean, we can go all Al Cooper. Good morning. Al's not on that list, by the way. People don't like the name Al. It's just too short. It's just too short. A lot of people would say that it needs to be a name that you can scream too, if you know what I mean. But Jack is the number one. We used to have a guy named Jack Ryan. He worked for the radio station. He was pretty hot. He was a pretty sexy guy. We got some great stuff going on at TKR as we kick off 2023. We're always in the process of growing and getting bigger. Make sure you download that TKR app. We got classic rock and roll. I was out in the yard taking down my Christmas lights yesterday. Thought I'd go out there for like 30 minutes, and like 3 hours and 15 minutes later, I was listening to TKR, I was listening to shows, and I was rocking. I was like a little chipmunk out there, man. I was out there taking stuff down. I got so much done. It was fantastic. Make sure you listen to the TKR app, all great classic rock and roll. We got some new shows coming up, as I've been saying now for months, because we are adding new shows over and over and over again. You can certainly go to our website, TonyCurryRadio.net, or info@TonyCurryRadio.net if you want to leave us an email or a question about what we're doing here. And also, of course, our podcast series. We run everything first run on Tony Curry Radio. It's a real radio station, right? If you listen to it, it just sounds like a regular radio station. We don't play a lot of commercials. We do a lot of sponsorships, so you don't have to hear six-minute stop sets. If you hear a song and it ends, you know you're going to get another song in about 30 seconds, which is really cool. And all of our stuff on TKR is up-tempo. I don't play Stairway to Heaven. I don't play Freebird. Love those songs, but I want to keep it up-tempo. So if you're looking for a great reason to put yourself in a good mood and you just want to rock, it's great for parties, great for aerobics, great for working out in the yard, great for just feeling good. Every song we play is up-tempo. And then the Tony Curry Radio podcast thing is something that, I wanted to make sure that if you missed a show on TKR, you could go listen to it indefinitely on a podcast platform. And we're on every major podcast platform out there. Wherever you listen to your podcast, you will find Tony Curry Radio Podcast. And those things have just gone through the roof. We're up over like 300% in the last 3 months of the year. So thank you so much for listening. I think what's happening is people are coming into our umbrella podcast. They're listening for a particular show and they're realizing we have all these other great shows they want to listen to. And they're doing that. We greatly appreciate it. Classic rock shows, computer shows, non-for-profit shows, mission-minded, Live Wire Wednesday. I mean, I go on and on. Students of the Game, Win in Rome. I mean, I go on and on and on. And more shows coming in 2023. So continue to support us and I greatly appreciate it. David Lyons, good morning to you, my man, JD. I hope you're feeling better, babe. The rapper, Chaldon. I don't have my glasses on. Jack the Ripper. I don't think they're thinking about Jack the Ripper. The ladies, man, when they're talking about the sexiest dudes. But nice try. You may still be on some medication, my man. You probably need to get off that. Jack the Ripper. That's funny. All right. Have yourself a great Friday. Get after it. Have a great weekend. National championship game coming up on Monday. And as most people are saying, and I pray for him every single day, Damar Hamlin, our thoughts and prayers. Did you see what he said after he came out of his sleep? You know, they've had him in a slumber for the last few days so his body can get better. The first thing he asked when he came out of his sleep yesterday, did we win? How cool is that, man? I mean, that's a football player for you right there. Did we win? They're like, no, dude. We didn't finish the game and we're not finishing the game. All right, have yourself a fantastic day and a great weekend. I love you and thanks for watching.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.